Kutuzov's Bridge. Kutuzov, the Russian general against Napoleon, so admired by Tolstoy in War and Peace, advocated a golden bridge to allow the shivering, defeated French soldiers to retreat home, where they could be a French burden, not a dead weight on the heart of Russia. Differently, but with a like result, the Chinese sage Sun Tzu, in his classic The Art of War, recommended always leaving an escape route for your enemies so they aren't forced to fight you desperately to the death. One of the latest, most sublime tourist attractions in Vietnam is called the Co Vang or Golden Bridge and was constructed busily and benignly by Hanoi architects for a colonial French village theme park. Its landscape, the great Ba Na Hills, and its struts, two giant hands of an earth god holding up the gleaming arch. Kutuzov would have hands like that, gnarled and bleached by age and earth, to hold his bridge in a grip, both loose, reverential, and solid. Russia, having outwitted, outweighted France, Hitler, Soviet Union dissolution, grips slowly in a bridge shape, mindless of opinion, needing to always leave supporting survivors behind. Madeleine Albright died today, remembered for bombing Belgrade and calling sanctions killing Iraqi children worth it. Moscow has said its oil must now be purchased in rubles because of the Western sanctions to defeat the petrodollar. It's not bothering itself too much with its own sanctions yet. What time would Kutuzov have had for sanctions? What time would the old earth god have to play at chess? The tourists walk delighted and awed on Co Vang, safely photograph the endless mountains and the quaint French village.